You're listening to Lyrics Undercover, Case 14, Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. Coverville Media and the Denver Post proudly present Lyrics Undercover, taking you behind the lyrics of well-known songs to uncover the real stories behind them. I'm your host, Brian Ibbett. Thanks for listening. Today, we're taking a look at Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, the song that essentially started the grunge movement in music and helped pave the way for similar bands like Pearl Jam and Soundgarden. We'll take a look at the sometimes hard-to-understand lyrics and background of the song in a moment, but first, let's get some background on the band that made the song famous, Nirvana. Kurt Cobain grew up in the town of Aberdeen, Washington, about 100 miles south of Seattle. Kurt's parents had divorced when he was 8, and the breakup forced him to spend his childhood bouncing back and forth between his relatives' homes. Growing up, he developed a love for music, beginning with the Beatles, later into heavy metal, and finally settling on hardcore punk rock. This led him to a group called the Melvins, an Olympia-based punk outfit that invited Kurt to play. Through the Melvins, Kurt met Chris Novoselic, a musically like-minded bass guitarist, and the two decided to form a band called the Stiff Woodies. Initially, Cobain played drums, Novoselic played bass, and different performers would join them on guitar and vocals. But before long, Kurt found himself behind the guitar and microphone, meaning they had to find a drummer. They found drummer Aaron Burkhart and named themselves Skid Row. Aaron left by the end of the year and was replaced by Chad Channing. By the end of the next year, 1987, the band had changed their name to Nirvana. Nirvana developed a cult following in Olympia, playing parties and developing their demos, which made their way to Jonathan Poneman, one of the founders of the Seattle indie label Sub Pop Records. Poneman signed Nirvana, and in December of 1988, the band released their first single, a cover of Shocking Blues' Love Buzz. But Sub Pop's marketing of Nirvana focused more on their origins in the logging town of Aberdeen, painting them as hicks, which bothered Cobain and Novoselic. Their first album, Bleach, which came out in the spring of 1989, sold 35,000 copies and turned Nirvana into college radio success. The band started to get the attention of major labels as well as the attention of hot producer Butch Vig, who would later join the band Garbage. Butch helped produce a six-song demo, which they shopped around to different labels, who began competing to sign the group. At this time, Dave Grohl, formerly of the Washington, D.C. hardcore band Scream, joined as drummer. In 1991, the band released their second album, Nevermind, which included the hit Smells Like Teen Spirit. The song's title comes from a bit of graffiti that Kathleen Hanna, the lead singer for the band Bikini Kill, sprayed on Cobain's wall. At the time, Cobain had no idea that there was a brand of deodorant marketed to teenage girls called Teen Spirit. He simply thought Hanna was complimenting him on his rebellious nature. The song's lyrics are indeed hard to understand, and it was because of this that MTV added scrolling text to the bottom of the video during some airings after it became a hit. The lyrics also became easier to understand when singer Tori Amos released her cover version as a bonus track on her Crucify single, which slowed down the pace and clarified many of the harder-to-understand lyrics. According to one account, the line, "Here we are now, entertain us," was reportedly something Cobain would announce when he entered a party. Yeah. The music video for the song features the band performing in a high school gymnasium. The high school students in the video are extras, who are invited to the shoot by the band during a performance at LA's Roxy Theater 2 days before the taping. Initially, MTV only aired the video on their late-night alternative music program, 120 Minutes, but when the single became more popular, they added it to their heavy rotation and aired it during the day. Cobain killed himself in 1994 after many bouts with drug addiction and manic depression. Dave Grohl formed the Foo Fighters and continues to have many successes with that band, and Chris Novoselic formed the band Sweet 75 and has performed with Jello Biafra of the Dead Kennedys and Kim Thayil of Soundgarden. That's going to do it for this edition of Lyrics Undercover. If you have a suggestion for a song that you'd like lyrically uncovered, send it to me at lyricsundercover@gmail.com. For Coverville Media, this is Brian Abbott. Thanks again for listening.